Self-injury. Working out what's happening with the young person and self-injury. It is normal to feel uncomfortable about raising the issue of self-injury with a young person. It can be quite confronting for some people. Be aware of what this may mean for you and how it makes you feel. Know, though, that it could mean different things to young people also. Look at the individual, not the harm. Look at the person beyond the scars. The young person should feel as though they are a natural part of their story. Young people are more likely to be discouraged from disclosing and discussing their self-injury when you appear anxious about asking or don't ask when it is obvious. Talking about self-injury. Talk directly about it. There's no point beating around the bush, and asking them will not give an idea that they haven't already thought about. Think about it as giving them permission to speak about their distress and show you're not afraid to talk about it. Allow enough time and be patient. It is often a secretive and very personal behaviour, so sharing this with someone may be overwhelming. They may need time to settle before talking more. Have the conversation in a place where they feel comfortable and private. Hear what they have to say. Be curious. Validating their experiences and feelings can help reduce any shame or guilt they may be feeling, as well as keep an invitation open for them to talk about their self-injuring behaviour. Remember to consider suicidal thoughts. While self-injury is not usually a suicidal behaviour, the same problems that cause the emotional distress could lead to someone considering suicide. If the young person ever mentions suicide, take it seriously. For more information around suicide, click here.